Since you've been gone, since you well, I feel gone. Like I've been chewing on tin foil. Since you've been gone, it's like I got a great big mouthful of cod liver oil. Well, I'm feeling like I stuck my hand inside a blender and turned it on. You know I've been in a buttload of pain since you've been gone.
Well, since you've been gone. Since you've been gone,
I couldn't feel any worse if you dropped a two-ton bowling ball on my toes.
Since you've been gone,
it couldn't hurt any more if you shoved a red-hot cactus up my nose.
Yep, yep, to be now, bop, bop, to be doom, bop, down, bop,
since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
it feels like I'm getting tetanus shots every day. Since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
it's like I got an ice cream headache. Since the day you left me, I've been so miserable, my dear. I feel almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
Welcome to the first episode for 2010 for Shortwave Weekly. I am your host, Chris Freitas. And I am glad that you are here with us this week. I am finally back after so many weeks of not being able to do this broadcast. When I wanted to get back in January, several things had happened. One of these things had been the first time I was sick and didn't get better until about maybe a few days later. And then I went on to a camping trip, not camping trip, excuse me. I went on a trip with the University of Memphis on campus ministry, Soma Memphis, to Panama City Beach for a religious gathering there of many college students. And then last week I was having some very technical problems with my laptop, my old laptop, and it was an HP laptop. And, like, during the summer, it kept overheating, but, you know, I dismissed this because maybe the summer heat had an effect on it, but I didn't really start to investigate this problem more until last week when my computer wouldn't start up on Windows. It would load up to the main desktop, and then it just completely freeze, and then I had some display problems. The display wouldn't come on. And then I just got really fed up with this laptop. And so, needless to say, I am a proud owner of a MacBook. And I plan to use this for all my multimedia purposes. In fact, I am recording this program using GarageBand. And I would like to thank Apple for including some sort of podcast feature. I know there may be better audio editing software to get this done, but so far, I find this is pretty sufficient and pretty easy to use, and so I'll see how well GarageBand is able to produce this podcast, and then if it's good enough, I might just continue to use this instead of trying to find Audacity. And it's definitely a lot easier for when I have to import music files, because I have them all in MP4 audio format, or AAC, you know it by the other name. And so, without further ado, let's get on to the meat of our discussion, which I'm going to give you a review of the World Radio TV Handbook. Simply amazing that they are able to fit all this information within at least 500 pages. This is maybe more than 500 pages, but there is a lot of information in this book. And with these frequencies, particularly in shortwave, they're based on the winter schedule for a lot of these shortwave stations. They have monitoring stations like BBC Monitoring, and they get these frequencies from all these shortwave broadcasters and all these other broadcasters and put them in this book. And since these are the winter frequencies, there's no room or there's no listing for the summertime frequencies later on this year, but on the website to the Passport World Band World TV Radio Handbook on the main website. You can download updates or attachments that has the latest information. If it becomes available, if it's updated, they'll present that information. And you could print it out or just download it to your computer. And that's sort of a downside I have. Well, at least you have to download the stuff. But thankfully, it's free and accessible to anyone that wants it. Even you don't even have to own the book in order to download that. And so that's pretty good. At least, you know, they have that additional update that they have on these shortwave frequencies throughout the year. Other things that are presented in this book, there are shortwave radio reviews, editorials about certain aspects of shortwave or in broadcasting in general. There are several advertisements, of course, for shortwave receivers and the like. The reviews, they're very few and far in between, simply because I read recently that they cut down on reviews to help keep the same quality of all the information that's presented on these pages. And so reviews were cut down a bit. They added something also to this called Cold War Classics. They basically go back and review old receivers back from the Cold War era and has some very detailed information about each receiver that they present. There also, I just now saw this, advertising for shortwave broadcasters, particularly looking at one for RTI. So that's on there. They feature other stations like BBC World Service. Looking through the pages here. Talking about digital updates. And then some other features here. There's even maps and locations plotted on these maps of all different sorts of broadcasters and where their transmitter sites are. So that's awesome. A very good, useful atlas if you're trying to look exactly where a certain transmitter site is from. So it's very resourceful if you're trying to figure out, okay, is this really for certain if I'm within range of this transmitter or just exactly how far it is. And there's also a time zone map and table to figure out UTC time in your area. And so it's very comprehensive. It's a very useful tool. I really haven't had a chance to use it because, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of shortwave stations so far this year. I haven't had the time to tune in, but rest assured, this will be a useful tool throughout the year, and I will continue to use it whenever I get the opportunity to listen to shortwave. And so I do recommend getting this book. It's a bit pricey, but it's a very resourceful tool. It's very comprehensive. It has a lot of shortwave frequencies. It has every single station in the world in this book, not just radio stations, but TV stations as well. If you're into TV DXing or if you're traveling to some of the country, you want to know the TV stations there, you can look those up. So it's a recommended book to get. I'm not just saying this so you can waste money and buy one. It's a recommended book. However, if you're just wanting frequencies for English broadcasts, and to North America, and that's all you really care about, the only other option, aside from looking at individual radio stations, looking at their schedules, is primetimeshortwave.com. And again, these are for English broadcasts to general areas. And you can, it's primetimeshortwave.com. Check it out. It's a very comprehensive site as well. It's not fully accurate, but it's close enough. It's and it's regularly updated as more information is presented. But if you're looking for something with a little more insight, a little more detail on where these stations are and in different languages and all this sort of information, the World Radio TV Handbook is a good directory to have. And so these are continuing to be in publish, whereas Passport World Band Radio, as of this point, is no longer in production. Hopefully that'll be changed next year, hopefully. From what I've heard, they're in the process of reorganizing information and sources, and so hopefully they'll be back in some way or form. Either it's print or digital, some way I would like for them to return. But their website's still out, and you could probably find old editions of their book, but not really useful. A 2009 issue is not really going to be useful for 2010, so bear that in mind. But it still has some information on receiver reviews or if you're looking at specific highlights of a station or whatnot. But I wouldn't recommend buying one. But, you know, if you have those old archives, save them. I saved mine from last year and through 2008. I may refer to them once again for some detailed information and whatnot. And so that's the review, a little review of the World Radio TV Handbook. Pick one out at either at your local bookstore. It should be in Barnes & Noble. If it's not there, you can get it on Amazon.com or the website, main website. I'm trying to remember the name of the website. Silly me. It is Universal Radio. Why I keep forgetting about this, I don't know. But Universal Radio, it's on their website as well. You can find that there. And apparently also, if you're into DRM, they have the very, very first portables that are finally out on Universal Radio for DRM receivers. And there's also software that comes with that you can download to find out all these different DRM stations. Personally, I'm not going to put the money and effort into it, at least for a North America listener, because there's not many North American DRM frequencies at this time. There's tons of them in Europe and elsewhere, but not in the United States, not in Canada. And so there really is no point of getting it. And if you're wondering about the cost of these things, they are about $300 to $400. Not necessarily, if you're a beginning listener and you want to, and you're buying a receiver on the cheap, not necessarily a good buy for you. So, bear that in mind, but it supposedly brings better quality sound and multicasting and even displays information on the screen. And you can even hook this up to your computer and it'll display like, weather maps, other information that is being broadcasted on the digital signal. Sort of like HD radio, but a little more better and a little more refined. HD radio is another topic for another time and doesn't really fit into place with shortwave radio. But if you want to read more about my little spiel on HD radio, visit my personal blog. That link is on the Shortwave Weekly blog website. If you want to look for the name of it, it is the Yellow Badge of Cowardice. And that website is www.chris-freitas.blogspot.com. That's my personal website, and that's on the Shortwave. That's a link to it on the Shortwave Weekly blog. Some other news to talk about. There's really not much going on at this moment in the radio world. With a few things in mind, Radio Prague is still continuing its broadcasts as of right now. I got an email by Jonathan Murphy on Facebook. Radio Prague is still broadcasting on shortwave for 30 minutes to certain areas. Times have been reduced, however, on transmission times, but at least it is still on the air at this moment. But they're reviewing whether or not they're going to go all digital, all internet. So it's just a matter of time before that happens. But hopefully they'll continue to still be on the air. As of now, they still are. So keep it tuned in for that. Some other news. Radio Pakistan to launch new language services to Nepal and Sri Lanka. And this is courtesy of Media Network. Radio Pakistan is launching Nepali, Sinhala, and Tamil language programs from its external services from 1st of February. These new programs of half an hour duration in each of these languages will comprise different segments covering news, commentaries, socioeconomic development, and cultural activities of the South Asian region, said a press release here on Thursday, 28th of January. Radio Pakistan's external service already broadcasts programs in seven languages, including Bengal, Hindi, Chinese, Gujarat, hope I said that right, Gujarat, Pashto, Dari, and Farsi. The external services programs mainly focus on projecting Pakistan policy objectives in the context of regional and international issues, besides forging close relations with the world community. The launching of the new programs will help promote mutual understanding and cooperation with Nepal and Sri Lanka. And this is on the Media Network blog, courtesy of BBC Monitoring and Andy Sinnott. And that is that news. And also, the UN radio service in Haiti begins earthquake preparedness broadcast. This is also a Media Network. The UN radio service in Haiti has begun earthquake preparedness broadcast that fears mount of a possible second major earthquake, which many locals believe could be bigger than the first one that devastated Port-au-Prince. Misata, a UN-run Haitian radio service, which lost two journalists during the quake of January 12th, is also now transmitting on a special frequency to reach hundreds of thousands of slum dwellers who are too scared to sleep in their homes and have set up camp in the streets. The radio service is one of the only means of communicating with jittery city residents in the wake of one of the worst natural disasters in living memory. The UN this week warned of likely future large earthquakes in Haiti. So far, about 50 aftershocks have rattled Port-au-Prince and several outlying towns, causing further damage and widespread panic. Residents are now so nervous that Minutsa FM is planning to broadcast psychological services. According to the station producer, she said that the high number of earthquake queries had also prompted several programs on what to do before and during earthquakes. And so that is the UN radio service in Haiti doing some earthquake preparedness in that region. And hope that everyone's thoughts and prayers continue to go to these people it's just been a mess out there with these earthquakes. And I hope that they're getting all the help they're getting from these religious groups, from these goodwill organizations. I hope they're getting all the funding they need to help fix this infrastructure. I believe there is one more piece of news, which is also related to Haiti. Live VOA Creole call-in show links Haitians. And Haitians question, and this is for the VOA, this is on Shortwave Central. Haitians question medical professionals today in the live VOA Creole service program that was anchored from outside the ruined presidential palace. And this news is on the VOA website if you want to read more on this. But they are They are providing a service that is being expanded 10.5 hours a day on weekdays, 9.5 hours on weekends since January 12th. It has reached more than 50% of adult Haitians on a weekly basis. And for more up-to-date information, you can visit www.voanews.com/Creole. And that does it with any shortwave news that's been happening. I'll let you know more news as that becomes available next time. Here is this week's selection of shortwave radio, and we are gonna listen to. What are we gonna listen to? Ha ha! This week we are profiling radio. China Radio International. They're going to be on this week's edition of our audio clip, and we are going to do a little bit of a media guide, but it's going to be a very small one. I don't have very much information on China Radio International, but it's going to be a small profile, and I'll probably do a more in-depth profile next week, but just a small little profile of China Radio International. But nonetheless, here is a clip of just a sample of China Radio International.
Brought to you by China Radio International. I'm your host, Julie Jin. Today, we continue our special series marking the 16th Asian Games that will be held from November 12th to the 27th in the Seven Cities, Guangzhou. We'll focus on some of the most popular places to go shopping in the city.
The Beijing Road is one of my favorite shopping streets. It has high-quality products. You can also find antiques if you explore deep in the lane.
Then we meet a group of overseas businessmen who gained respect for their efforts to lead people to become well-off.
人一生生不带来死不带去
If you have money, you should use it, for you cannot take it with you when you die.
And finally, in our regular feature On the Road, we'll tour Northeast China's Harbin and have a look at the ongoing Ice and Snow Festival.
I just think it's the most amazing thing I've seen in a long, long time.
It really, really is impressive.
Very good. We can't believe how they sculpted everything.
For all this and more, stay tuned to China Horizons on China Radio International.
That's China Radio International. I hope you enjoyed that bit of information and programming. China Radio International, well, it's in China. So basically, you probably already know the story. Their news is slanted, but all news is slanted in some form or fashion, but theirs is a bit more restricted than most other nations. Since they're a communist country, and they have a lot of control in their media, and so what could be said is what's said is said, and what needs to be said is said. Any necessary information or information that is in conflict of interest to the Chinese government is censored, and so you have sort of a lack of free press. But however, from what I've heard in previous years, and from what I've heard on their station, they've gotten a little more lenient on news reporting, but it's still And there's still sort of a propaganda machine going on there in China. So CRI, you know, broadcasts to many, many regions, including the United States, one of the very few broadcasters that has pretty much a very large broadcast schedule. They're on for many hours during the evening and throughout the day. And I like that. I like that very much. And they have, aside from their news, they have a wide variety of programming, music, commentary. There's also programs about culture, history, locales, government programs. There's a lot of stuff that they what most shortwave broadcasters are already doing. There's a mailbag program, Listener's Garden. You hear listeners' letters and questions and all sorts of good stuff. And they do special stuff time to time again. CRI was I'm sure their listenership had increased quite a bit a couple of years ago when the Olympic Games were in Beijing. I even listened to them. I even listened to them on a shortwave from the Beijing Olympics on China Radio International. And it seems to me that the power has went out here. I'm running on battery power on my laptop. And so this podcast is going to be rather short. I need to reserve whatever battery is left. And there's only a few minutes left. Well, never mind. The power just went back on. Okay, well, nonetheless, I'm looking at the time here. 26 minutes into the podcast. So I'm going to just wrap it up here. I would like to thank everyone who has been patiently waiting for this 7th episode of Shortwave Weekly and the first episode for 2010. I'd like to thank the people who have been subscribing and looking into and joining the Shortwave Facebook page, Shortwave Weekly Facebook page, whether it's the group itself or the fan page. If you have information, questions, you could post those on there. You can visit the Shortwave blog, Shortwave Weekly blog at shortwaveweekly.blogspot.com. You can also shoot me an email if you want on chrisfreitas2003@yahoo.com. I'm also on Skype. The name there is Chris Freitas. And I'm trying something new. I've been wanting to do interviews with shortwave broadcasters and shortwave listeners. So far, that has not become... that has not done so well. Email a few shortwave broadcasters, have not heard of them, or people in the shortwave field. If you are listening to this, please shoot me an email if you want to be interviewed. I need to do these over Skype, however, because I don't have a recording mechanism for the phone. I only have a cell phone, but through Skype, it's a lot more easy to do that. And if you're a listener, shortwave listener, well, obviously, if you are listening to this podcast, you either are interested in shortwave in some form or fashion, or you are a listener. If you want to be profiled on, or you just want to be interviewed on Shortwave Weekly, share some information for other listeners, shoot me an email, and we'll see what I can do. I'll see what the schedule can allow me for. And I didn't mention the power outage. The power outage just happened. Reason for that happening, if you live in the Memphis area or you've been paying attention to the weather lately, there's a big snow ice event that is happening in the area. And so there's a lot of snow and ice here in the Memphis area. And a lot of snow, meaning like about an inch for mid-southerners. So, but it's enough to knock out power lines, and there's a lot of ice everywhere. So The power just went off briefly. It is back on, but I'm not sure when that'll happen again. And hopefully that won't impede anything when it comes to future broadcasts, But so if you happen to email me pretty soon after this release, and if I have a power outage because of this snowstorm, ice storm, whatever, I will try to get back with you as soon as possible. It may be a while if this such a thing happened, but as of right now, everything's working fine again, so hopefully it'll stay that way. But I digress. This has been Chris Freitas signing off. I hope you will download the next episode coming up next week. So far, I haven't had anything prepared as of yet, but I'll post up more news and information on the blog and on Facebook. Until then, 73 and happy listening.